It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Washington, D.C. is on alert and on edge as the weekend arrives. The black fence that surrounded the Capitol after the attack on January 6th is back up, temporarily, we're assured. Determined not to be caught unprepared again, Capitol Police and other law enforcement have ramped up security to avoid a repeat of what happened on January 6th. Most don't expect this rally, billed as a show of support for the insurrectionist still in jail awaiting trial, to be very big. The usual suspects from Marjorie Taylor Greene to Matt Gaetz are staying away, and organizers are cautioning participants not to wear pro-Trump gear and to act peacefully. Good luck with that. The former guy just couldn't stop himself from trying to whip his followers into a frenzy, this time issuing a statement that reads, quote, "Our hearts and minds are with the people being persecuted so unfairly relating to the January 6th protest concerning the rigged presidential election." Wow, he's delusional. He continued, quote, "In addition to everything else, it is proven conclusively that we are a two-tiered system of justice. In the end, however, justice will prevail." Okay, I certainly hope so. And then Trumper claimed that the Saturday event is a setup. He really is deranged. Well, the first sign of what could be the end of the country over party caucus of the GOP, Congressman Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, one of just 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, announced that he will not seek re-election. He said it would have been a brutal primary fight against a former Trump aide. Citing in part threats of violence against his family, Gonzalez said that, quote, he could not bear the prospect of winning if it meant returning to a Trump-dominated House Republican caucus, and then he called Trump a, quote, cancer for the country. Gonzalez, who turns 37 on Saturday, is a Cuban-American former Ohio State wide receiver and first-round NFL draft pick. He went on to earn an MBA from Stanford. And that's who Republicans drive out of their party. Opposite world indeed. Remember when the former guy ordered an investigation into the origins of the Russia investigation?
I hope they now go and take a look at the origins of that investigation. About the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the origins, how it started, the beginnings of the investigation. How it started.
And then Attorney General Bill Barr appointed John Durham as special counsel to investigate the origins. Well, it's finally over. And on Thursday, John Durham indicted lawyer Michael Sussman. He represented the DNC and the Clinton campaign in connection with Russia's hack of their computer system. He's accused of falsely telling the former FBI general counsel James Baker in September of 2016 that he wasn't representing any client when he gave the FBI evidence of cyber connections between the Trump Organization and a Russian bank. The Washington Post said legal experts promptly cast doubt on the case's broader significance, saying the alleged transgression seemed relatively minor given the length of time Durham's team has been at work. Randall Eliason, a former federal prosecutor who specialized in corruption cases, said, if this is all Durham's got, it has a feel of trying to justify his existence for the last 2 years. But Trump said it was going to be huge. Now, if you want to talk about worthwhile investigations, the House Oversight and Reform Committee is launching one into fossil fuel industry disinformation on the climate crisis. Recent reports have suggested that the fossil fuel industry has participated in campaigns aimed at creating confusion about the cause of the climate crisis or actively sown distrust in science. Lawmakers plan to invite the heads of 6 oil companies and major lobbying groups to testify next month. The hearing will align with Congress's planned timetable to pass huge climate and clean energy investments as part of Biden's budget bill, as well as the UN Climate Conference in Glasgow. So some fallout on a pact that President Biden announced on Thursday that'll help Australia deploy nuclear-powered submarines, and it's coming from the French. When he announced the agreement with Australia and the UK, President Biden said that it would reinforce U.S. alliances a goal as the U.S. seeks to counter China's influence in the Pacific. But the foreign minister of France, Jean-Yves Le Drian, said the pact would prompt Australia to withdraw from a $66 billion deal they struck in 2016 to buy submarines from France. He called it a unilateral, brutal, unpredictable decision, similar to unpredictable and destabilizing policy changes made by the former guy. Stay tuned. In COVID news, Idaho public health leaders announced Thursday that they'd be expanding healthcare rationing statewide because a huge increase in coronavirus patients has overwhelmed their hospital system. The policy previously applied only to the northern parts of the state, but the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare now says hospitals should observe, quote, crisis standards of care, allotting ICU beds and other limited resources first to the patients most likely to survive. Similar policies have already been enacted in hospital systems in Alaska and Montana. I guess these are the death panels that Sarah Palin was warning us about. And we can't talk about COVID without mentioning Florida. The pandemic death toll here in the Sunshine State passed 50,000 on Thursday, capping off a summer surge of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. This past week alone, Florida reached the second highest point since the pandemic began, reporting 1,554 new deaths and 9,760 new cases. So totals in Florida so far, 3,473,873 cases and 50,801 deaths. But we're warned that that number's likely an undercount. And finally, who are Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings? It was announced on Thursday that they will share hosting duties for the remainder of 2021. While the search for a permanent host and executive producer continues, all right, their first episodes air Monday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.